The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Queen Elizabeth has ruled the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth nations for over 60 years. How does that compare with the reign of Jesus Christ, King of the universe? Well, it's nothing. Nothing compared to the reign of Christ, the King. And we're celebrating today the fact that Jesus Christ is the King of the universe. He is King of everything, not just of one nation or one set of nations, but of everything. And this feast was instituted in 1925 to remind people that their allegiance was owed first and foremost to God. Because at that time, and it's certainly the same today, prime ministers and kings were being deposed, revolutionaries were rising up and taking over government, so forth and so on. And so the church wanted to remind people that even in the midst of all this revolution and upheaval, God was still king, and we owed complete allegiance to him. Now, are we royal people? We're not. You're wrong. In baptism, remember, in baptism, we are anointed to be priests, prophets, and kings. We are a royal people. So when you go see Elizabeth II, you don't bow to her. She bows to us because we are related to the King of Kings. And she would agree because she too is a baptized Christian. But we have to remember that like our sovereign Jesus Christ, we too are a royal people. And we're called to be part of the kingdom of God, which doesn't belong to this world. Jesus is correct in saying that, but rather this world belongs to the kingdom of God. And so our behavior, our activities in the world should be modeled after those of Jesus, not of earthly rulers, not of presidents and prime ministers, kings or queens, princes, whatever. Now, if we look at Jesus Christ and see what kind of a king he is, we see that he's very different from the kings of this world. Queen Elizabeth, I'm sure you've seen her in her crown, gold and jewels locked up in the tower so people can't steal it. That's not the crown that Jesus wore when he was walking this earth. His crown was made with thorns, crown of thorns, very different from the crowns of earthly kings and queens. That's the crown we're called to carry and to wear in our lives. He didn't carry a scepter. He carried a cross. Very different from earthly kings and queens. So if we look at Jesus and what he did, as a royal people, we're called to do the same thing. He suffered, he died, he rose from the dead for us. We're called to suffer and die to ourselves. Did he own a house? No. Did he know where he was going to sleep at night? No. He didn't have possessions. are our possessions getting in the way of being as free as Jesus was to serve us? Are we more focused on our things than we are in doing the work that Jesus calls us to do? If Jesus was concerned about his house, about his immediate family, his relatives, we wouldn't be here today. He wouldn't have been out in the world preaching the gospel message. That's what we've got to do. We can't say, okay, we've got ours, we know what we want, we got it. Rather, we have to say, Lord, in obedience to you as king, I have to go out into the world and proclaim the gospel. That's the kind of royal people we are called to be. And then, too, think of how Jesus responded to the needs of people. Did he come as a lord to lord it over them? No. He came as a slave to you and me, a servant. Not to say, okay, do this, do that, fetch my food, my water, clean my clothes. No. He came to serve us. That's what royalty means for God, to be a slave to one another. Again, not to lord it over, not to expect that people were going to do our will, but that like Jesus, we're doing the will of the Father. So a very different understanding of kingship than what we see in the world. And we, as God's royal people, members of his household, members of his kingdom, we're called to live like that. Not to worry about me, what's going to happen to me, but rather to give it all over in service to the Lord to build up his kingdom. And then eventually, if we are faithful in being his slaves, his servants, his royal slaves and servants, we will be admitted into the fullness of the kingdom of God, where we will share at the banquet of the saints, where we will know what true royalty and joy and glory is all about. We will share in God's glorification. So that's what God wants for us, and we celebrate this feast today not just to celebrate God as king, but to remember how we are part of his kingdom and called to be his servants and the servants of one another, to remember that we are a royal people. And if God makes us a royal people, we have a dignity that goes beyond anything any earthly king can bestow on us. So, you know, maybe we'll become, have dual passports with England, maybe become a lord or a duchess or whatever. That's nothing in comparison to what God wants for us. He wants us to share in his divine joy and glory for all eternity. But here and now, just as Jesus walked the earth without worrying about where he's going to sleep, what he was going to eat, we're called to keep our focus on him, what he did, and to follow faithfully in his path. And to remember that if we're going to wear a crown, it's a crown of thorns. If we're going to carry a scepter, it's a cross. And if we're going to be faithful to him, we've got to die to ourselves each and every day so that we can expand the kingdom of God in this world. And there are many people who don't know that there is a kingdom of God. They don't know that God wants them to be part of this kingdom. Who's going to go to them? Well, Jesus did. The apostles did. Over the centuries, many saints went out as missionaries to do that. Well, we are today's missionaries, and we're called to go out into the highways and the byways and say to people, you know, there is the great King, Jesus Christ, King of the universe. He wants you to be part of his kingdom, to be part of it not only here and now, but for all eternity. So remember your royal dignity. Remember the vocation that goes along with it, the vocation to be another Jesus Christ, to be a slave, to willingly suffer, to proclaim the gospel, and to build it up so that one day, not only we, but hopefully as many people as possible will say, yes, I want to be part of that kingdom and join us forever in the eternal kingdom, which again is going to be much more lavish and glorious than any earthly palace or banquet can provide. So that's what God wants for us. And as we celebrate this feast, again, we're called to remember what God has done for us so that out of gratitude we will continue that work to serve God and our neighbor as ourselves.